This is Akashwani, the news read by Pinky Michi. The Election Commission has announced election in West Bengal in two phases on 23rd and 29th of April and by-elections to eight assembly constituencies spread across six states. The by-polls election in Goa, Gujarat, Karnataka, Maharashtra, Nagaland, Tripura is to be held on 9th of April. Indian Embassy in Iran has strictly advised Indian nationals currently in Iran not to approach or attempt to cross any land border of Iran for onwards travel without prior and explicit coordination with the Indian Embassy in Tehran. The embassy also urged all Indian nationals in Iran to strictly follow embassy advisors and remain in touch with the official channels before undertaking any travel. In a landmark initiative to empower and support the reintegration of ex-servicemen into the civilian workforce, the Director General Resettlement Department of Ex-Servicemen Welfare is organizing a job fair for ex-servicemen on 20th March at New Delhi. This job fair will serve as a dedicated platform to connect ex-servicemen of Indian Army, Navy and Air Force with leading employers from corporate and industry from diverse sectors. The initiative reflects continued commitment of Department of Ex-Servicemen Welfare towards resettlement and welfare of ex-servicemen. The Department of Post is launching 24 speed posts on 17th March 2026. The service will be launched by Shri Jyotiraditya M. Sindhya, Union Minister of Communications, and Dr. Chandra Shekhar Pemasani, Minister of State for Communications. The 24 speed post introduces next-day guaranteed delivery for urgent and time-sensitive consignments. The services will feature OTP-based secure delivery, end-to-end tracking with SMS alerts, BNPL facility for business customers, free pickup for bulk bookings, strengthening India's post premium express delivery capabilities. The Governor of Arunachal Pradesh, Lieutenant General Kitty Parnaik, launched the Business Transformation Program for Micro and Small Entrepreneurs at the State Banquet Hall, Itanagar. Governor called upon entrepreneurs to create productive assets in areas that contribute to the state's development and urged them to make full use of the workshop by actively learning and translating the knowledge gained into successful and sustainable enterprises. In the last development in support of the pre-feasibility report survey for the proposed Siang Upper Multipurpose Project, 56 out of the total 77 households of Bomdo village of Upper Siang formally extended their consent by signing an MOU at the conference hall of the DC Bungalow Yingkyong today. In a significant step towards strengthening preventive health care, the human papillomavirus vaccination program was launched today at the district hospital in Anini. The program was conducted in the presence of the district medical officer and various other medical officials of the hospital. The vaccination drive program reflected the collective commitment of the district's health fraternity towards safeguarding the well-being of the community. The Khonsa Battalion of the Assam Rifles distributed artificial limbs to the beneficiaries of Tirab and Longding districts under Operation Sadbhavana during an outreach program held here in Tirab district yesterday. The beneficiaries were identified in coordination with the local authorities to ensure timely and genuine support. The event witnessed participation of local community members and representatives. The recipients and their families expressed heartfelt gratitude towards the AR for the thoughtful gesture and for its continued support to the people of the region. A three-day field trainer training program for the upcoming Census 2027 commenced today at Daporijo in Upper Subansiri District. The training program, scheduled from 16 to 18th of March 2026, aims to build the capacity of field trainers who will subsequently train enumerators and supervisors for the census operations. The Arunachal Pradesh Literary Society successfully launched the Hindi novel Meera Ek Safar, authored by Wango Sosia, at the Jawaharlal Nehru State Museum Auditorium, Itanagar, yesterday. The novel portrays a woman's journey of struggle, courage and self-discovery, making it an inspiring contribution to contemporary Hindi literature. India lost 0-2 against England in the final of the FIH Women's Hockey World Cup qualifier in Hyderabad yesterday, but still managed to progress into the mega event. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.